Good morning. You are listening to CITR on 101.9 FM. You've been listening to Shukshukta Radio with Worku. Good morning, Worku.
Hello, Daniel. Welcome to this
studio. Thank you. You're welcoming me back because, yeah, it feels like a really long time. It's so nice to be back here for Kol Noredi. Have you had a nice few weeks here? Yeah. We missed you, too. What did you say? They called you. My goodness, thank you for calling. Thank you for listening in, everyone out there. And thank you for hanging on in there on those Sundays where Kol Noredi isn't on. But always bear in mind that Shukshukta and thereabouts is always familiar territory if you're a world music fan. It's always beautiful stuff. And Worku always takes good care of the show. So anyways, thank you for tuning back in. And I'm so thrilled to be back here and to play some gorgeous music for you today. If you want to be in touch, and I would love that, you can call in to the station today. The number is 822-2487. That's right. So as I click onto the podcast here, I just want to remind you that all shows are recorded and can be found on via podcast. So if you go to the CITR website and you go to the schedule on the left-hand side on Sunday, you will see Kol Noredi and a little red icon next to that. And that's where you can find all previously recorded shows in case you want to go back and listen to a song or two that you really, really loved, or you aren't able to listen live to show, you can always go back there and listen. So again, thank you for tuning in. This is Kol Noredi, Nomadic Voice. This is CITR, and just so happy to be back here. So you know what? I have been moving homes the past the past week. That is some crazy hair, Worku. My partner in crime here just took off his hat. And so, you know, it became very clear to me last night what I would share with you today. And that's because somehow the albums that were just peeking through to me amidst all the boxes were all Tango ones. So I took that as a sign, and that is what I'm going to share with you today. So today is Tango Day on Kol Noredi. I'm very excited to play this beautiful music for you. And in fact, we are going to begin with a tango, I believe, that is played by musicians from Finland. Musicians named Numinen and Sana Pietanen. And this is a really, really interesting tango, but at the same time, it's very classic and classical. So I thought that was a good way to launch today's show. And later on, you're going to be hearing some different variations and different versions of classical tango pieces. But we're going to start with a relatively classical one right now. You're listening to Kol Noredi. This is CITR, and you're listening to Tango. Thank you. That was a beautiful tango. That was actually off a compilation album, and I can't tell you too much about that because it's this mysterious CD that I have that is not labeled. But I still thought that was a powerful way to start out this hour of tango music. Tango, it's a style of music and dance that originated among European immigrant populations of Argentina and Uruguay. It's traditionally played by a sextet known as the Orquesta Típica, which includes two violins, piano, double bass, and two bandoneons. Earlier forms of this ensemble sometimes included flute, clarinet, and guitar. Tango music may be purely instrumental or may include a vocalist, but in fact, what I'm going to play for you today is purely instrumental. And speaking of bandoneons, the little accordion-like instrument, which I'll tell you more about, we are going to be playing for you some Astor Piazzolla later on today. But you know what? I have to tell you, one of my all-time favorite albums is a Yo-Yo Ma album that was released in 2001, and it's classic Yo-Yo, and I think he just does some very, very interesting things on this album. In fact, on this album, you can find several pieces of the soundtrack of Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, really interesting dynamic pieces that really play with tension and building tension in really interesting ways. So speaking of tension and building tension, of course, tango fits in perfectly there. And so on this album, Classic Yo-Yo, there are at least two beautiful tangos, and so I am going to play those for you. So this is from Classic Yo-Yo. This is released in 2001, a tango off of this album. You're listening to Colno de Di, Nomadic Voice. This is CITR.
Haceme caso. Thank you.
So that was Liber Tango, a tango that was there played, what you just heard, played by Yo-Yo Ma and his crew on this classic Yo-Yo album released in 2001. But in fact, this Liber Tango was composed by Astor Piazzolla. And this was one of his very well-known pieces, Liber Tango. Astor Piazzolla, who was born in 1921, he passed away in 1992. He was a real pioneer of the Nuevo Tango, playing with the classical forms of tango and reinventing them in many ways. And his instrument was the bandoneon. So the bandoneon is a type of concertina, particularly popular in Argentina and Uruguay. And it plays an essential role in the Orquesta Típica, which is the tango orchestra that I mentioned before. The bandoneon, called this by its German inventor, Band, was originally intended as an instrument for religious music and popular music of the day. And like concertinas, the bandoneon is played by holding the instrument between both hands and either pushing in or pulling out the instrument while at the same time pressing one or more buttons with the fingers. And so it's considered part of the concertina family of instruments rather than the accordion family, although both are free reed instruments. In the concertina family, the direction of button movement is parallel with the direction of bellow movement, whereas in the accordion family, the direction of button or key movement is perpendicular to the bellows movement. So that's just a little bit about the bandoneon. And again, I just played for you from Yo-Yo Ma's classic album, which I think is just so beautiful. Each piece on this album is like a symphony on its own, as we can expect from Yo-Yo Ma. And again, this was what I just played for you. This Liber Tango, composed by Piazzolla, was actually written in 1974. Out of Argentina. So let me share a little bit more for you of this beautiful tango music written by Piazzolla and interpreted and played by Yo-Yo Ma. You're listening to Col Nono D, and this is CITR. Thank you. Live Tango Sensations for Bandoneon and String Quartet. That was Yo-Yo Ma playing Astor Piazzolla. That was written in 1990, so one of the very last pieces that Piazzolla composed. And there he was playing with Leonardo Marconi, who was playing the piano, and I swear that piece makes me want to reclaim the piano. What's done there is just so magical. Hector Console with double bass, Nestor Marconi with bandoneon, and Yo-Yo Ma is playing the cello there, of course. So this was a quartet arranged for this piece specifically. It's a tango called Five Tango Sensations, and I was just playing for you off of classic Yo-Yo Ma. You're listening to Col Nodo D, Nomadic Voice. I am Dania. Thank you for tuning in. Today is inspired by the tango. In fact, I think we'll call it Tango in the Kitchen, after my parents, who just let me know that they have been tangoing in their kitchen, and that's what I like to hear. So call me if you're tangoing in your kitchen. The number is 822-2487 here at the station. So onwards, I've been talking a lot about Astor Piazzolla. He was, of course, the Argentine tango composer and bandoneon player. His oeuvre revolutionized the traditional tango into a new style termed Nuevo Tango, incorporating elements from jazz and classical music. He is therefore widely considered the most important tango composer of the latter half of the 20th century. A formidable bandoneonist, he regularly performed his own compositions with different ensembles. He is known in his native land as El Gran Astor. Born in Argentina in 1921 to Italian parents, his grandfather was a sailor, and he comes from a very dramatic, inspiring upbringing, and he drew on that throughout his life as a musician. Drawing from music from New York City, where he was exposed to both jazz and the music of Bach at an early age. While there, he acquired fluency in four languages: Spanish, English, French, and Italian. And he began to play the bandoneon after his father, nostalgic for his homeland, spotted one in a New York pawn shop. And at the age of 13, he met Carlos Gardel, another great figure of tango, who invited the young prodigy to join him on his current tour. Much to his dismay, Piazzolla's father deemed that he was not old enough to go along. While he did play a young paperboy in Gardel's movie El Día Que Me Quieras, this early disappointment of being kept from the tour proved to be a blessing in disguise, as it was on this tour that Gardel and his entire band actually perished in a plane crash. In later years, Piazzolla made light of this near miss, joking that his father had he not been so careful, he wouldn't be playing the bandoneon, he'd be playing the harp. In any case, he returned to Argentina in 1937, where strictly traditional tango still reigned, and played in nightclubs with a series of groups, including the orchestra of Aníbal Troilo, then considered the top bandoneon player and band leader in Buenos Aires. The pianist Arthur Rubinstein, then living in Buenos Aires, advised him to study with the Argentine composer Alberto Ginastera, and delving deep into sources of Stravinsky, Bartok, Ravel, and others, he rose early each morning to hear the Teatro Colón Orchestra rehearse while continuing a grueling performing schedule in the tango clubs at night. So that's a little bit about the early years of Piazzolla's life. Let me play for you some of his music now, and then I'll share more of his life story afterwards. I'm going to play for you from Tango Zero Hour. This is a really, really interesting, very interesting album. It's, I find, more experimental than the other ones that I have heard. Some of the pieces are very sparse and not necessarily so accessible, but very interesting to listen to. So, in any case, I am going to play for you one track that I've selected off of this album called Tango Zero Hour. Enjoy. This is Astor Piazzolla on Col Nudo di.
Thank you.
What do you think of that? Call in and let me know, 822-2487. I think that is a mesmerizing piece because it's very unpredictable. With tango, you always you can get a sense of predicting the rhythm, the beat, of course. But with Piazzolla, so much of the melody is unpredictable, and I love that about his music. It's sparse, but I mentioned before that his music is sparse and somehow inaccessible at points. But in fact, actually, this piece that I just played for you, I think, is you can relate to it no matter where you're coming from. And there are some strange discordant notes you can hear playing in the background, but that's what makes his music so interesting. And he was a controversial figure during his life. Well, he returned, let me just continue with a little bit of a biography on Piazzolla. He returned from New York to Argentina in 1955 after spending a long time in New York and in Paris, studying there on composers' grants, winning contests for composition. But again, he returned to Argentina in 1955 and formed the Octeto Buenos Aires with Franchini and Barales on violins and another artist on piano and as well as a second bandoneon player, someone playing an electric guitar and a cello and double bass players, and did not really look back from then on. Planting himself in his homeland, his nostalgic homeland, or his familiar nostalgic homeland of Argentina. And upon introducing his new approach to the tango, or Nuevo Tango, he became a controversial figure among Argentines, both musically and politically. The Argentine saying, in Argentina, everything may change except the tango, and suggests some of the resistance that he found in his native land. However, his music gained acceptance in Europe and North America, and his reworking of the tango was embraced by some liberal segments of Argentine society who were pushing for political changes in parallel to his musical revolution. And during the period of Argentine military dictatorship from 76 to 83, he actually went to live in Italy but returned many times to Argentina to record there, and on at least one occasion, he had won the contest in Italy, several composers' contests in Italy, and would find himself, though, returning to Buenos Aires soon. In any case, his musical style was very distinct from the traditional tango and its incorporation, again, of elements of jazz, its use of extended harmonies and dissonance, a kind of sense of counterpoint in his music, and its ventures into extended compositional forms. So he's produced many, produced many albums, and I only own several of them, and each one just feels like a completely different creation than the next. And in fact, each piece on each album is a completely distinct journey on its own. I have been playing for you from today is Tango Zero Hour, but what you're listening to in the background here is Oda para un Hippie, an ode for a hippie. And the song that I played for you is called Novi Tango. I'm going to play for you another one here called Esqualo. This is off of the same album called Oda para un Hippie. You're listening to Astor Piazzolla's music on Col Nodo D, Nomadic Voice here at CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you. That was a piece called Escualo from Oda para un Hippie. That was Astor Piazzolla, the legendary tango composer and bandoneon player. And so, again, you're listening to Col Nordi. Today's hour is inspired by the tango. The tango is the third dance in history done with the man and woman facing each other. The first dance done in this hold was the Viennese waltz. The second was the polka. And it's a very beguiling, very romantic, interesting, intriguing dance and music. Immigrants into Argentina would have brought the fashionable new dances with their shocking new hold. Exactly how and when the tango began to evolve from these dances, we can never know. The reason for this is that tango was created by the kinds of people who generally leave no mark on history except by their mark in wars, the poor, the underprivileged. Often we have to pick our way through comments made by people who were not part of their culture, who knew little or nothing about tango, to find out the real bits of information about its history. And the first piece of music written and published in Argentina describing itself as a tango appeared in 1857 and was called Toma Mate, Che. The word tango at the time probably referred to what is now known as tango andaluz or Andalusian tango, a style of music from the area of Spain that's also the home of flamenco, which was one of the most popular kinds of music in Buenos Aires in the middle of the 19th century. But tango has evolved incredibly across genres and also across geographies. And so I would like to give you a taste of tangos from different countries as well. So see what you think of this. Highly produced and different in the sense that it is less perhaps experimental, less sparse, more predictable, but very, very harmonious, very, very beautiful and very romantic, as all tangos are. So this is Usmane Ture with his tango called Dimba. See what you think of this.
Mama, could you so mala?
Beautiful. That was Ousmane Touré from Senegal. And in fact, his international career was born of tragedy. His elder brother, Amadou, collapsed on stage in 1983 and died at the age of 40. And this orphaned the Senegalese duo Touré Kunda. But 28-year-old Ousmane stepped up, and thanks to his accomplished singing and refined compositions, the legendary band continued to dazzle audiences. The three albums sold 400,000 copies in France alone. And after the group split up in 1990, Ousmane settled in the U.S., where he co-wrote Africa Bamba, a song interpreted by Carlos Santana, which sold 18 million copies in 1999. This success did not make Ousmane forget his roots, though. The composer returned to Dakar and then settled down in France to pursue his solo career. In any case, that was Ousmane Touré, and that was his a tango from Senegal called Dimba. You're listening to Kol Nodidi, and thank you for listening. This hour has been all about the tango, this beautiful form of music that originated in Argentina around the late, the mid to late 1800s. And again, we're speaking of tangos crossing territory and lands. So I thought I would play for you this Latin tango from Florencia Bonadeo Melingo and Daniel Melingo. This one is called Lionel El Fio. See what you think of this. You're listening to Kol Nodidi, Nomadic Voice, and this is CITR.
Sí que sos, compadrito. Nunca bajaste el copete y solapas tus valores con finura y destreza. Se te agigantaron las partes pa' poder exagerar. Cuando canta la milón en la esquina o en el bar, sos el de la mano grande pa' poderlas cachetear y pa' poder jugar de chico a los trenes divertidos y sin complejo en la estación de Retiro. Te decían el ofe, zorzal jetón, por el grandor de tus manos y por tu caripela que en el Tibidabo a más de un espantó. no te quedes cerca el mundo. Cuando esté por aplaudir, no te quedes cerca el mundo. Cuando esté por aplaudir. Haceme caso.
Wow, what a voice there. You're listening to Lionel El Feo. That was Florencia Bonadeo, Melingo, and Daniel Melingo. That's off of a compilation album. It's a Putumayo one, actually. And there really are some beautiful things on this album. In fact, in the background, you can hear a Yiddish tango. In fact, I think it's interesting that I guess this can be classified as a tango on the beat, although it's not what would first come to mind listening to this here. I'll play this in full for you in coming weeks when I do a bit of a focus on Yiddish or Eastern European Jewish music. It just doesn't work for me as a tango, but it's beautiful. A little taste. All right. And fade out. And to be played properly in coming weeks. In any case, I wanted to leave you off here with a gypsy tango. This is the Earth Wheel Sky Band. And they do a beautiful tango here. And I wanted to leave you off with this. Thank you very much for listening to Kol Noradi, Nomadic Voice. It's been a pleasure to share this music with you. I hope you have a week full of tango music and passion and romance. And thank you for those of you who called in today. See you next week. Kol Noradi, 11 to 12 on Sundays. Have a beautiful week. And this, again, is Gypsy Tango. Bye-bye.